region of Bromov, with its picturesque rock formations, has long attracted tourists and climbers. Now scientists have revealed that the area has far more to offer, a vast network of sandstone caves hidden below ground. Spanning more than 27 kilometers, the caves are the most extensive underground sandstone labyrinth in Europe. Research work in the area started 2 years ago, and cave explorers have only now finished mapping the whole space. Earlier today, I spoke to Petr Kuna from the Nature Reserve of Bromov and asked him to tell me something about the caves.
This is not a typical karst cave like everyone knows from different places. It is not a system of big caves and small corridors among them. This is a system of small gaps in the rock which are connected, but there are no big rooms.
Will the caves eventually be accessible to the public?
I don't think so. First of all, it is not that accessible as other caves in karst. There is no space, for example, for a guide and a group of people. But there are some small places in Adersbach, Teplice rocks, which are accessible, and people can, let's say, feel how it looks in the true sandstone cave.
But back to the discovery, why is it actually so important?
It is a great news that the system is connected. The scientists had to suspect that there are many caves in such a terrain full of rocks and boulders which had fallen down from the sandstone table, but I think that scientists didn't suspect that these caves could be that largely connected.
But it's not only the space that they discovered, but I think they also concentrated on what is inside the caves.
Yes, yes. Sometimes you can find very interesting thing inside, and this is so-called pseudostalagmite made of roots. There are drops of water falling down from the rock on the root of some tree, for example, spruce or birch. And on the place where it touches the root, small roots start to grow upwards, and they make a vivid stalagmite. Another thing is a special cave fauna. One can find small spiders and mites inside. These animals are supposed to survive here from the glacier era. The climate inside the sandstone caves is very cold, and it is similar to the climate which was here during the glacier era. And these small animals found it suitable to survive here even in the contemporary climate.
Petr Kuna speaking there about the discovery of the biggest sandstone caves in Europe.